Unit 11. The Physical World. 11.1. Exercise 2. Questions 1 to 5.
Today, I'm going to talk about two natural features of the English coast, Spurn Head and Chesil Beach. First, an explanation. A long, narrow accumulation of sand and or stones, with one end joining the mainland, is called a spit, and Spurn Head is a good example of one. Spits are often created in sheltered areas where the waves aren't usually strong enough to wash the sand away, or where erosion further along the coast provides plenty of material. If you look at the sketch map, you'll see how a spit is typically formed. In this example, the prevailing winds blow from the southwest, creating a current flowing along the shore, known as longshore drift. In this case, it's moving roughly eastwards. The current carries sand or other material along the coast. At the turn in the coastline, the headland, larger stones are piled up on the seabed in the sheltered water immediately to the east of it. This forms the beginning of the spit. As more and more stones and sand accumulate, the feature is extended eastwards. The wind tends to pick up sand from the beach as it dries out and carry it to the sheltered side of the spit to form dunes. These are stabilized as grasses begin to take root. Gentle, low-energy waves entering the sheltered area behind the spit deposit fine mud, creating an increasingly shallow area of salt marsh. This is regularly flooded by the tide, and large amounts of vegetation grow there. The marsh slowly fills the area of shallow sea that is now largely surrounded by the spit and the original coastline, which in this diagram lies to the north of the new spit. Spits often form close to where a river widens into an estuary as it approaches the sea. However, the spit won't extend across the estuary if the river is too deep, or if the current of the river is strong enough to wash away any material deposited by longshore drift.